This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan, and we are in the alleyway at Munson's, and man, we got a pop-up show today. We share the same last name. I have Peyton Aldridge here with me, dude. How you doing?
Doing good, brother. What's up? First person I ever met with the same last name.
You got to get over to Alabama.
I need to, brother.
Dude, so I'm from Kennedy, and there's five names. Small town.
Yep.
You have Aldridges, Trulls, Crows, Brocks, and Fosters.
Really?
Yeah, and there's a slew of us.
That's crazy, bro.
And what's crazy about the Aldridges is there's three different sets, and none of them are related.
None of them are related. man, same thing with my hometown. So I've got, there's a bunch of Aldridges in Marks, but most of them are family. But there's one guy I know that's not related. Apparently, he said he's not related, but I call BS on that.
Yeah.
He's definitely kidding me somehow, especially being in a town that's got 2,000 people.
Well, man, give me the rundown. I think a lot of people will be familiar with your name from what they probably saw on the television.
Yeah,
but I want a little bit of the backstory, man. Tell me a little bit about where you're from and growing up.
Yeah, man, so I'm from Cleveland, Mississippi. I was lucky enough to be on a show called The Voice, and I was lucky enough to be on Team Legend. I was actually going for Blake Shelton, and I did not know that John Legend blocked him until they told me he was blocked afterwards. But yeah, man, I was on a TV show called The Voice, and man, I'm just keep rocking and rolling, playing country music.
Well, Cleveland, Mississippi, it is it's known for a couple of things, and music is beginning to be one of those things.
It is, man. Dude, we got the second Grammy Museum in the world, so I'm really excited about that. So I'm trying to get that music scene going there.
Yeah, man. So tell me about, like, early life. What was you into?
Yeah, man. So early life, man, I played music my whole life. My grandfather was the pastor of the church, and so I've always been around. You know, people say that all the time, you grew up in the church, and that's what I did, you know. And the whole family plays besides my middle brother. I think he's adopted. He's the only guy in the family who was 6'5" and played college basketball, so...
Well, nice.
Yeah.
Is that our brother that's playing in the NBA?
No, that's not our brother playing. He might be. That's our cousin, second cousin.
Shout out to him, baby.
LaMarcus, there he goes.
Yeah. Well, dude, tell me about, like, putting yourself out there. Like, how old were you when you decided, I think I'm going to audition on The Voice?
Yeah, man. So I'm 27 years old now. So this was 3 years ago. So 24, if I can do my math right. So I decided...
Ain't no piggies for that.
That's right. So I was actually on a show called American Idol first, started off, did that. And, you know, I was like, I'm done with all this reality TV shows, you know. And so one day I sent an audition in and got an email back and said, will you come try audition again? So I did it and just got lucky, man. And
where'd you have to go to audition?
Man, it's actually virtual.
It was virtual?
It was virtual.
Okay, so, yeah, that was COVID years.
It was COVID years. It was.
Yeah.
No, actually... It was literally like 2 months before COVID hit.
Oh.
Because when we was in California, we was locked down the whole time.
Oh, man.
3 months in a hotel room. Couldn't see nobody.
So, like, coming from Cleveland, Mississippi, and then heading over to California, man.
Totally,
like,
different world.
Yeah.
Totally different. Man, I ain't never been outside. The farthest I've been is South Haven and Columbus, Mississippi. I've never been to something like that before. It's
crazy.
But it's awesome. Everybody's in a good mood, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right on, man. So, man, how old would you be? You said you grew up in church. How old would you be when you picked up guitar? Was that your primary?
No, piano is actually my primary. My brother, Jordan, my oldest brother, taught me that probably when I was 5 or 6 years old. And, you know, and then I just kind of gradually started playing every instrument after that. So.
And then, I mean, like, kind of same for me. I grew up in church. I mean, that was the first time I stepped up on stage
to sing. That's right.
And started getting acclimated with everything.
That's
and then next thing you know, you get a little bit older and you try it out somewhere else.
That's right. It's the same thing here, you know, and... Went to college and started a band.
Where'd you go to college?
Delta State University. Fighting Ochre, man.
Yeah.
Fighting Ochre.
Love them.
Me and my best friend, we started a little duo called Mississippi Gravy to start off with. And then it went from Mississippi Gravy to Biscuits and Gravy after I gained a few pounds. You could probably tell who was biscuit and who was gravy.
Well, brother, I got a little gravy on me.
I got all biscuits.
Hey, man, so, like, Biscuits and Gravy, like, so was y'all be, like, bluesy? Was y'all keeping it real with Mississippi?
Dude,
what was y'all doing?
We was really bluesy. We was, like, kind of what I do now. You know, I'm having mashup. You never know. I go from Michael Jackson to Stevie Ray Vaughan to, I don't know, just anybody, man. It's kind of the same thing.
What about your influences, man? Where did they come from?
So my influences actually, dude, so I grew up listening to a lot of Rascal Flatts at the time, man, and Gary LaVox, that, and then, you know, I knew Chris Stapleton before he actually became a singer. I say he was kind of a singer. He was a songwriter, knew his songs, and then when he was with a band called the Steel Drivers.
Amen on that.
Oh, my God.
Where rainbows never die.
Oh, my God, dude. That's one of the best songs of all time.
It is.
And so, yeah, Chris Stapleton and Gary LaVox from Rascal Flatts are really my two influences.
Right on. And so, like, how would you begin to branch out, like, with the pop music such as a Michael Jackson?
Well, you know, I've always said that I've been pretty good about reading my crowd around me, you know, and I've been in situations where I started playing my music and I've gotten booed because I didn't play that 1970, 1980s country, you know, and I've been in an environment where they wanted, like, hip-hop and stuff. So I was like, man, I got to start doing something to get where no matter where I go, people can relate. So I just – that's how I branched off.
So Team Legend, tell me a little bit about life after that. Like, it had to eternally change for you.
Oh, dude, it was – like they say, dude, it's crazy when you get in a spotlight for just a split second how things change. And John Legend, man, he's literally a guy that I could pick up the phone right now and call him right now, dude. And, like, I'm telling you, dude, he's been one of the greatest mentors and connection people I've ever been around in my life.
Yeah. And so I don't know how much you can speak on it, and I don't – if you can't, that's fine.
Yeah,
but I hear you're about to – you're getting ready to go make a trip, and there's some people interested in a record that you recorded.
Yeah, man, so I can't really talk about it, but I've got a couple different labels that I think are fixing to jump on the train, so – now it's just trying to figure out which one feels at home, man.
A day in the life, man.
A day in the life.
Does it feel real?
It feels, man, it does. You know, like I tell people all the time, it's like, I know I'm only 27, but, man, I've been grinding really since I was probably 17, really 18. Really, probably when I was 20 years old, really started focusing on songwriting a lot. So, man, it's finally, they call Nashville a 10-year town, and, man, I'm getting on that 10-year mark, and it's just, it's time to do it, man.
So tell me a little bit about, after the meeting with the record labels, and they say yay, nay.
Yep.
Man, project the future for us, man. What's in store for Peyton Aldridge?
I'd be lying to you if I said I don't project, and I hope to. I'm going to be selling out arenas, man. That's what I want to do. So that's my dream, man, and I'm going to be manifesting, man, like I always do.
What do you enjoy doing in your free time?
Free time, man, believe it or not, you can't really tell by looking at me, but I love tennis. I play tennis every day of my life pretty much, and I've been doing that for 10 years.
Dude, so I had moved down to Mobile.
Yep.
And right before I had moved, I had started playing tennis in Fed, Alabama. They had a great complex at one of the public parks.
Yep.
And but I didn't learn how to put spin on the serve
yep.
until I got down to Mobile, and that was a total game changer.
It is,
like,
dude.
Look at me. I enjoy tennis, too.
Hey, no, do you really?
I do.
That's so cool.
I haven't played in a while, but, dude, like, I've always been a ping pong player.
Yep. Oh, so, you got it.
One way or the other.
Ain't no doubt.
And so, man, got down there to Mobile. It's a little more competition, a little more people. You get to playing, and, man, I love playing doubles and things like that.
I'm not much of a singles guy, if you can't tell, but I love doubles, man, and me and my brother, we just actually play in a yearly thing called the Delta Open, which is a big tennis tournament in Cleveland, which is like a charity thing we do, but it's really cool, though.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about that. When does that go down?
So it goes down every, what's today, May the 1st, so it happens every April 26th through the 28th. And it's, dude, it's one of the best.
So we just missed it.
But, dude, it's one of the best.
How'd you fare?
Well, dude, I made it to the finals 4 years in a row, but I can't freaking win in a tiebreaker. I choke every time.
You're a heartbreaker.
Heartbreaker every time. So I made it in finals and mixed, and then me and my brother play every year, and we lost in the finals.
Yeah, so older brother?
Older brother. My middle brother.
And that's the guy who taught you piano?
No, this is my middle brother, who's, I think he's adopted because he's the only guy in my family, 6'5", and can't play college basketball at Delta State. Yeah, we didn't play college sports. Nobody in my family. We're all fat and lumpy. He's tall and athletic. You know?
Yeah, it's Milkman's son.
Yeah, it's Milkman's son for sure. My mom's got some explaining to do, for sure.
Well, what about, like, any travels, like, with music, man? Where has some of the memorable places been for you? Or was there a bar or a venue along the way you'd be like, man, I never thought I'd have the opportunity to be here?
Well, dude, for sure, like, you know, it's being in Nashville a lot, you know, everybody's dream is to play at the Bluebird or the Listening Room. And to be honest with you, man, I got so lucky and so blessed. Literally the second night that I came to Nashville, I got a chance to play at the Bluebird. And I didn't know nobody.
Whoa.
They had an opening spot, and so happened the guy I met the night before was playing at the Bluebird and said, man, would you come in and play? I said, well, absolutely. So literally my second time ever in Nashville, I got to play the Bluebird.
Man, what was that like? Golly.
It's literally like walking into, I don't know how to explain it, man. It's just like when you walk in the building, you just feel, I don't know, man, you just feel like the presence of spirits of all the people, man. Dude, it's a feeling.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I can't explain.
Yeah, it's a dear friend of mine. He did the artwork for one of my vinyls that I did.
Oh,
and
cool.
Abe Partridge.
Ah.
And he's one of the only guys in our little music circle,
yep,
that I got through doing this podcast,
yep,
that he's played the Bluebird Cafe on multiple occasions.
Dude.
And like he began to collaborate with people like Sean Byrne,
yep,
and other people who are just
cool.
Nashville savvy.
Yeah.
And my goodness, just going back and watching those videos,
dude,
it's like, That is the room, because as a singer-songwriter,
yeah,
like, it's one thing to play the bar.
Yeah.
It's one thing to go, you know, play a venue. I mean, I love this place.
Yeah,
Munson
that,
Brothers is great.
Awesome. It's awesome. I play it every time I come here, man.
Family wholesome,
it
and
is.
It's a great vibe.
Yeah.
But to have that chance to be in a listening room to,
yeah,
where
people are sitting there listening to
in
your
between
song.
Every breath, dude, you can hear a pin drop.
Dude, I know, dude. Like, I'm not going to lie, man. The first time I ever played it, I was so nervous because really – that's really when I first got started doing songwriting, you know, and I was like, God, man, I don't know about my songs, you know. It's just like, man, dude, it just, I don't know, it was something about that feeling. I was like, man, I'll never want to play anywhere else in my life. Like, dude, people actually sit here and listen to songwriters sing, dude, that meant more to me than anything, you know.
Yeah, that is it's something similar we're trying to begin to set up here at the Art Council.
Yep.
We have it's about a 75-seater.
Yep.
It's upstairs. It's called the Onova Theater. And we've booked a few shows doing
that's
that.
So cool.
Just and try to create that same environment.
Dude,
it's like,
about,
we want to showcase,
yeah,
people.
And the thing about it is, I hate to say it, but like no one's really doing that around here, you know. And I think that, you know, for me to get into songwriting, you know, it's like the songwriters, I feel like most of the time, of course, the artist gets all the credit. But it's the guys behind the songs that are really doing it, man. It's just, I don't know, I like to see them in the spotlight, you know, and that's my biggest thing. I like to give a shout-out to those people, and just to see them at the Bluebird. Like I said, man, I got to play the guy. I don't know if you know a guy named Mark Broussard.
Yes.
So he happened to be there the same day I was playing. Dude, and it was just, I ain't never felt nothing like that before.
And, I mean, next thing you know, I mean, you both had a good set, and you're talking,
yeah,
right?
We're talking, now we're friends, and it's just like, this guy was one of my idols, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years, you know, and it's like, now I'm in the same room with him, and he's just like me and you,
sharing the stage.
Just like me and you, man, it's just cool.
Well, tell me a little bit about the songwriting process, man. Are you a big co-writer, or is it mix and match?
Dude,
tell me about it.
I am all for co-writing, dude. There's nothing like getting different people's perspective and brains in the same room, that you can have a hook idea, then all of a sudden it can mean one thing to me, but that hook can mean another thing for you. And dude, finding that common ground and trying to get the best song, dude, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Dude, there was we tried to do songwriter rounds. We just started one up,
yep,
in Starkville.
Yep.
And I love like these concepts. It's like, I'm gonna give you a word,
yep,
or a phrase.
Yep.
But also I want you to write the music,
yep,
in a minor waltz.
Yeah, there you go.
And so like really like nailed down,
yep,
the challenge.
Yep.
But man, this is a horror story.
Yep.
This goes back to I think the 70s. And this is where it can go bad, and it's just where people don't get credit. A friend of mine in Memphis, his grandfather, this drove him insane. He started writing songs, and a couple people around Memphis is like, I think you got something, man. You,
yeah,
might want to head on over there to Nashville. You know, you got a bit of that Nashville sound.
Yeah.
Well, he ends up in a songwriter round. Big circle. And little did he know that, and I'm trying to remember some of the songwriters at that time that was in that circle. They're very prominent and famous now. They ripped him off. They stole
his song.
They stole his song. And he got back to Memphis. Next thing you know, that song got recorded. No credit. And he told everybody, I wrote that song. Nobody believed him. It drove him insane, and it led him to an early grave.
Dude, it's just like one of my buddies. He wrote a song called Digging Up Bones.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Travis cut it. He got the song, wrote it, same type situation. Played a songwriter's round, played that song. Somebody in that crowd heard it. Stole the exact same song, bro, and the rest is history. That song was the number one for 11 weeks straight.
How about that?
Nothing.
It's got to feel some kind of way, don't,
yeah,
it?
Yeah, dude, but now I thank God for, like, of course, it's kind of harder now, which times are different than then, you know, but, like, I feel good knowing that every time we record a song, there's always one guy in the room that's going to turn it in right there. If you're ASCAP or BMI, it's automatically got that song put in right there. That's what I tell everybody to do, you know.
Man, tell me a little bit about your corner. I know your manager is here tonight.
Yeah.
Who is he and how did y'all meet?
So, it's kind of funny. So, Bubba Cole is my manager. He's one of my managers. And it's so funny that my brother, he's been knowing me since I was 3 years old. My brother's actually married to his daughter.
Okay.
And so, they've literally been together since I was three. And it wasn't until 3 years ago we got to talking, and, you know, I really wanted to go, or 4 years ago now, I said, man, I'm ready to do this full time, you know, because I got a wife, got two kids, you know, and of course you got to do everything you can to provide for them, you know. But I said, you know, I'm not going to be happy if I can't do what my dream and what I want to do, you know. So I told my wife, I was like, look, give me a couple years, I'm about to do this, I'm about to go full swing, don't know what I'm doing, but I'm fixing to give it a swing. So happened, Bubba was sitting there one day, and we got to talking, and we just started writing a song, and all of a sudden, I knew Bubba was a stand-up guy, and I just said, Bubba, I ain't never had a manager before, but I want you to be my manager. And he looked at me and said, well, I just want to let you know, I don't know nothing about it, but if we're going to do it, we're going 100%. So, and that's what we've done, man, and therefore, it led me to get another manager as well named John Shackelford, who wound up being one of the biggest music attorneys in Nashville. He's got all your legends. And, you know, it's just led to people like Mark Colley. I don't know if you know who that is.
I do.
But he wound up being part of my crew. Then a guy named Russ Zavidston, who is actually the guy behind Achy Breaky Heart, with Billy Ray Cyrus and all those people, man. So now I've got a team around me, you know. It's kind of surreal because these kind of guys are,
man,
Hall of Famers, you know.
Yeah, growing up in Mississippi. Now, look,
yeah,
at that. You got an all-star cast behind you.
I know, man. I know, but God's good, man, and I'm very fortunate.
Right on. I don't want to take too much of your time. I want to ask three more questions. We'll walk out the door.
Hey, boy.
Number one is, man, for people interested in your music, Is there a platform where it's at? And as far as social media, keeping up with you, where do they go?
Man, you can find me on all social media platforms, Peyton Aldridge Music everywhere. And
P-A-Y-T-O-N.
Spelled like Peyton Manning.
All right.
Peyton like Manning.
We cleared that up.
That's right. But yeah, man, I'm on every social media platform, I think.
Right on. And the music will be on the streamer soon.
Spotify, Apple Music. I got stuff already out there. I'm fixing to drop a full-length album. Hopefully, it just depends on what these labels do.
All right, question two, man. Just out the just out of my back pocket.
Yeah.
What's the best movie you've seen lately?
Best movie I've seen lately was kind of an old movie, but it's always my favorite, which is Step Brothers. You can't ever go wrong with Step Brothers.
You want to go do karate in the basement?
Let's go do it, man. Let's go do it.
I'm here with the pan dilemma.
Don't you touch my drum set.
Your drum set's a whore. Well, turns out it's a dude, so it's gay. the most quotable movie of all time.
Of all time, man. I'm telling you, dude, you can't go wrong with Will Ferrell, bro. I hadn't seen that movie, I swear to God, in probably 5 years, but I got pretty hammered the other night, and it was probably 3 o'clock in the morning, and I saw Step Brothers on Hulu. I was like, yeah, I'm going to watch it again.
Yeah, dude, that's how I am. I hit a Talladega Nights the other night that
God,
way.
Ricky Bobby, man.
I'm on fire.
I'm jacked up on
my Don't you put that knife in your leg.
I'm kind of guy, finally. Man, it's so nice to meet somebody who actually quote this stuff back to you.
Right on. Last question, man. I like getting out in nature. I like some people call it grounded, but, man, sometimes – I work in the city. I got a city job, and sometimes it's nice to get out there where there ain't no power lines, man. Do you got any places you like to go just to get away from things when it gets too busy?
I do, man. We got a spot right on the Mississippi River. It's called Donaldson Point, man. It's kind of just secluded little hunting camp over there, man. I love just going out there and just fishing.
You a big hunter?
No, I'm not really a big hunter, but I do go hunting. But no, I just kind of like just sitting out there and fishing a little bit.
Take it all in.
Take it all in, yeah.
Right on, brother.
Yep.
Well, Peyton, thank you so much for your time.
You,
and look at. Not only are we Aldridges, we're now podcast brothers.
That's right, that's right.
Look at this.
Man,
look at
us. So cool, bro. We got to take a selfie together.
Yeah, thank you again, man.
I appreciate you, brother.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.